times I count them.
All right. We interrupt this program for a special guest.
What would you do?
I love it. Every time I hear the song, I just love it so much. One of my favorite shows growing up was The Wonder Years, and you probably know her best as Winnie Cooper. We have standing by Danica McKellar.
Good morning, Danica.
Good morning.
First of all, I'm going to tell you, please don't freak out. I am a huge fan. I love Hallmark. I love you in these Hallmark
He's
movies.
He's so excited about your new movie.
Thank you.
The one where you left when you returned the watch. You went overseas to be a nanny. Watch this little girl.
Oh, yes.
And then at the end, he comes and you're on the back of the horse going with this guy. He's like, I'm a grown-ass man, and I cried. And the other one, please don't judge me.
Oh, my gosh, Rocket. We only have so much time.
Okay, the other one is when you fired a guy, and then come out, the little kid went to see Santa, and he came to the mall, and you had to take him back home. He's the guy that you fired. You had a display. You got the display. You went to Paris. I didn't know if you were going to leave me. You came back, and you had gifts.
Yes, yes. I love the quick synopsis of my Hallmark movies.
I've got this figured out.
And then My Christmas Dream.
Yes. I mean, you are I'm a huge fan. I'm not joking.
Thank you so much.
It's true, Danica. He lives alone. And so, seriously, like during the holidays, he finds comfort in every Hallmark Channel movie, and he'll text Tara and me all day long. He's like, oh my God, I'm watching this one, and he'll send us a clip. And I know you have a new one, Very, Very Valentine, that premieres this Saturday, right?
Yes.
February 10th.
Yes, this Saturday on Hallmark Channel, 9 p.m. or 8 p.m. Central. I'll be live tweeting, and I'll be doing giveaways, actually. It has something to do with some of the props in the movie, so...
I love it. Don't you love how Hallmark has really stepped it up to the next level with their movies and production?
Oh my gosh, it's been fantastic. I've been doing movies with them for almost 3 years now, and I've been so impressed with how they've stepped it up. And the stories are so fun and good natured, down to earth. But they're really well made, and I'm just thrilled to be doing them. It's called Very, Very Valentine, and it lives up to its title. Every frame of this movie feels like Valentine's Day. I play a florist, of course, because of all the red and pink roses that we get to see then. And then my character gets to go to a Valentine's masquerade ball, where I fall in love with a mysterious masked man. But near the end of the night, he has to rush off and his boutonniere falls off. I'd never gotten his name, but being a florist, I use that as a clue with the help of my best friend, Henry, to track him down.
Love it.
It's just a fun story.
Happy ending, too, because Hallmark always delivers.
I wish you could see Rocket's face. He's so happy right now. And Danica, you are a math whiz, but I'm most excited about your children's book coming out soon. I saw a little video on your Instagram of you opening it. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yes. So, all right, so I write math books. If you go to mckellarmath.com, you can see the entire lineup. I started writing them for middle school kids through high school geometry. Then last year I came out with my first children's book called Goodnight Numbers, which is, a cute little picture book that teaches you how to count to 10. And then this one is called 10 Magic Butterflies. It comes out next week. It's available for pre-order now. And it's a magical story of flowers who turn into butterflies. But I sneak some math in. This is probably my least mathy book, to be honest. I sneak in all the different ways of making 10 with two numbers. So 9 and 1, 8 and 2, 7 and 3. It's a really, really crucial skill for kids to have going into kindergarten, first grade for addition and subtraction. So I snuck it into this really magical book. So on Instagram, I made this video where I wound up some little magic butterflies. They're called magic butterflies. I put them in the book, and then when you open the book, they all come fluttering out. It's so much fun. I discovered that there was actually something out there called magic butterflies. I was like, what's that? I ordered some, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. So if you go to mckellarmath.com, you'll see that how to pre-order 3 or more copies of my book, and I will send you one of those magic butterflies, one of those rubber band powered ones. I'll sign it, and then I'll sign a sticker to put in your book and everything as well.
Oh, it's super cute. Now, you said the magic word. You said numbers, and I, Rocket, I'm going to just step back, do your thing.
All right, you probably think I'm crazy. I'm obsessed with you for the last 3 years on the Hallmark movie, anyway. But in my whole life, and the girls know in my life, I go along all day. Ever since, I don't know how long, I've always had these numbers in my head. And it's always 11, 11, 444, 222. And somehow I always can bring these numbers together on everything. It freaks these girls out. Am I nuts?
I think I know, we look at the time and that's what time it is.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I notice numbers and patterns as well. I think it's great. I love numbers. My son does too. He's 7. We were skiing yesterday, and when you get in the chairlift, all the chairs are numbered. Well, there's nobody on the slopes because there's like basically no snow in Big Bear, and it's during the week. So we had the place for ourselves. We'd wait until the number, like if number 100 was going to be coming up, we'd sit and we'd wait for it. Or
that's the kind of crazy stuff that I do. But it's around me in everything.
Yeah, that's great. Tell me more.
We don't have all day. Okay. No, but he does. He'll take any number and he'll break it down. And then in the evening, I'm just getting these texts: 1-1-1-2-2-2.
Right, like right now,
4-4-4.
It's 8:26. You know, you can divide that down to 8, and it goes back to 4s. This is just the way my life works.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, 8 equals 2 plus 6. It's a great way to memorize phone numbers, for example. Right? Looking for patterns and. Changing around.
Okay, I think
she's ready to bail. You guys are making my head hurt.
She's ready to bail on me.
You know, I'm in radio because I can't do math. You're making me feel inadequate.
On Instagram, I send out fun math memes twice a week. So
I seriously need to use that for my son because he struggles with math, and I'll bet you have some really great tips for us. McKellarMath.com?
McKellarMath.com. There's a big slider button. You can see, depending on the age your kid is, what the best book is. And there are tons of tips about taking math tests and things like that, like in Kiss My Math, my middle school book for slightly older kids. So, yeah, you'll find what you need there.
Awesome. And then you can see Very, Very Valentine premiering on the Hallmark Channel this Saturday, February 10th. Thank you so much for calling in this morning and talking numbers with Rocket.
And thanks for putting up with my cray-cray.
So fun. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Danica McKellar talked math with you.
I think I kind of embarrassed myself. Do you think she thinks I'm crazy?
No, I don't think she thinks you're crazy. I mean, I think she was kind of laughing where she's like, yeah, you know, 4 goes into 2. But I think she understands that she sees numbers everywhere like you do. You kind of, she sees them where they make sense. I feel like in yours, they're jumbled. In your head, it's like a big jumble pile of numbers. In Danica's head, they're all nice and where they should be. Crazy. Does that make sense?
Yes. That's the way
I like it. Now go back to playing good music. Oh. Mix 93.3.